Once again, I would like to appreciate our church pastor and the youth fellowship for this opportunity to bring the word of the Lord to us this morning. And I pray that even as we listen, may the word of the Lord bless our hearts in the name of Jesus. May the word of the Lord bless our hearts in the name of Jesus. So this year, from the convention, the theme we are considering is break forth. We are considering break forth. Tell your neighbor, break forth. Tell your neighbor, break forth. Tell your neighbor, break forth. And we'll be reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8. But before we go into our scriptures for today, I would like us to take the song with me. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come, we go. This morning, we pray that your word will bless our hearts in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, even as we listen to your word this morning, that you speak spirit and life to our souls in the name of Jesus. And Father Lord, we break forth in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Once again, our theme for today is break forth. And it is not a coincidence that we just finished Fortizo 2025 tagged Unleash 2.0. And this very Sunday again, we're talking about breakthrough. It means there is an emphasis for the season, which is to break forth. God is expecting that we move from that particular point that we've been to another. And we'll be checking the story of the Israelites this morning. So we're reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, from verse 1 to 8. I read, "These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Sof, between Paran, Topel, Laban, Azeroth, and Dizahab. It's 11 days' journey from Oreb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandment to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei, on this side of Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Oreb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey. Go to the mountain of the Amorites, to all neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. May the Lord bless the word, the reading of the word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. So like I said the other time, our theme for today is break forth. And what exactly does it mean to break forth? According to the Oxford Dictionary, break forth means to emerge, to burst out suddenly. It means the end of a cycle and the beginning of another. Again, what does break forth mean? Break forth means to be forcefully separated from the usual and the emergence of another, which means for break forth to happen, you must definitely break away from something. You don't just move from one point to another. One cycle has to end before another begins. So the mind of the Lord for us this morning is that even as we have been called to break forth, there are still some things that we need to break away from. I want us to open our scriptures to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. It means that even if you want to break forth, it is possible that there is something that is holding you back. It means that even in your process of trying to run the race and trying to break forth, there is something that is holding you back. There is something that is drawing you back. So the writer of Hebrews encourages us that what? That we should lay aside all of those weights and we should drop them down, because with those weights hanging around us, we can't break forth. So for break forth to happen, we definitely need to break away from something. We've learned from Only, we've learned from Fortizo 2.0 that we should identify our capacity. We should work in all of those things. But without leaving all of those weights that are drawing you back, there is no way you are moving forward. And even as we go in today's service, the Lord will be telling us 6 things about break forth. And even as we go, I want us to pay attention and identify what God wants you to break forth from. God definitely wants us to break. See, let's imagine a scenario where a person is trying to move forward, and then there is a rope attached to the person, and then the rope is attached to the tree. At some point, when it gets a particular length of rope, do you think the person will be able to move further? No. So unless it cuts that rope, there is no way what? There is no way it can move further. So the first thing I'll be talking about this morning is break forth is a command from God, and it starts from God. And we can see that in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, from verse 3 to 5, which says, Deuteronomy chapter 1, 3 to 5, which says, now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him as commandment to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, we all know that after the children of Israel left Egypt, the journey that was supposed to take them 40 days ended up taking them what? 40 years. And at a particular point in time, they had refused to move from the point where they are and continue on their journey to the what? To the promised land. So God what? God gave Moses a command. So in this particular passage, Moses is relating what God had told them on the mountain to the children of what? To the children of Israel. Let me read again for us. It says that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandment. When God told them to advance, it wasn't just a thought that Moses had in his head and say, oh, you people, we've stayed long at this place, let's move forward. No. It came to what? It came to him as a commandment from the Lord. And as I said, breakfast is not just only a commandment from God. It is something that was, that starts from God. In the book of John, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was what? And the Word was with God. And everything that was created was what? Was created by the Word, including breakfast. If God does not command, if the Word of the Lord does not come as a command to you, if God does not speak breakfast to you, there is no way you can breakfast. And like Moses said, the Word of the Lord which came to him. Which means, if you are unable to hear from God, if you can't hear God speak, it is possible that when God is telling you to move from one level to another, you might not hear him. The Word of the Lord came to them as what? As a commandment. It was something Moses heard God tell him. If you can't hear God when he speaks, there is no way you can break forth. There is no what? There is no way you can break forth. Some people, the reason why they are not breaking forth is because they are spiritually deaf. They can't hear what God is saying. God gives instructions per time and per season. And if you can't hear what God is saying, there's no way you can carry out all of those instructions that what? That God is giving you. I know that as sons of God, we are what? We are led by the Spirit. We don't just walk by our flesh. We don't just walk by our human body, but we live what? We live by the instructions of the Lord. So if you are spiritually deaf and you can't hear what God has to say to you, there is no way you can what? You can break forth. So one of the things that we need to break away from is what? Is spiritual deafness. Is spiritual what? Is spiritual deafness. Let's open our scriptures to the book of John chapter 12. The book of John chapter 12 from verse 37 to 41. Okay. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes. And adding their hearts, lest they what? Lest they see with their eyes, lest they should understand their hearts, and turn, so that I should what? So that I should heal them. These things Isaiah spoke when he saw his glory. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke from him. Again, he said, "What believed our words, our report? They can't, because their eyes and their words, and their eye and their hearts have been blinded. So it's possible that there is something that is covering your ear, and God is saying to you, see, I have placed this opportunity right in front of you, and you need to what? And you need to tap into it. But if you are not hearing, if your spiritual ears are not sensitive, there is no way you can what? You can hear God and discern the move of God at that moment." The second thing about breakfast is that breakfast is a time and a season under the heaven. This time around is not just a commandment, but it is a time and a season under the what? Under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, establishes the fact that there is a season for everything. And there is a what? There is a time for every purpose under the what? Under the on earth. There is a time for you to plant, and there is a time for you to what? To reap. It is the same way there is a what? There is a time for breakfast. And we can see this pattern repeated in the lives of men. Even when Jesus came to earth, there was a particular time that he had to what? That he had to wait in the secret place and learn from the Father. And at some point, he had to what? He had to emerge and start the business of his what? Of his Father. So in the same way we have other seasons, in the same way what? Breakfast is a season under the heaven. So I want us to check the book of Deuteronomy again, chapter 1, from verse 6. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. I remember that when I was much younger, my dad used to come and wake us up on a Saturday morning. He would say that, hey, it is to Tony. You've not slept enough. Which means that what? We had slept past our what? Our normal time. And it's time for you to what? And it's time for you to wake up. So the Lord told them, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. It means that they had overstayed their time. It was already a season for them to move, but they what? But they had overstayed their time. The people had already forgotten that, oh, they were even supposed to move in the first place. And it's important for us as sons and daughters of God that we understand the particular season that we are in. There is a time where you are meant to wait, and there is a time where you are meant to emerge. And it will be a disadvantage for you and your generation to still be waiting when God has called you to break forth. Some people cannot break forth because they don't know the current season they are what? They are in. One of the things that we talk about during our Sunday service was Pastor was saying something about our moment of obscurity. Faces in life where you are what? Where you are meant to just be there and be learning. If you can accurately discern your season in life, the point where God is with you, there is no way you can what? You can break forth. Imagine the people that had turned the temple of God into a marketplace. And God came and God was, God disrupted their activities. They thought that was what they were meant to do there at that point in time. If you are doing the wrong thing at the right time, it is a what? It is a disadvantage for you. The Lord told them, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. For somebody, God is telling you to go back to your secret place and find out where He is with you at the moment. It is possible that you are at this junction and God had already gotten there. If you are still operating at this place when God is already there, you are at a disadvantage. And like we used to sing, there is prophecy over me. I cannot fail this world and I cannot fail my Lord. Bro, if you cannot understand your season in life, you have failed God, you have failed yourself, and you have what? You have failed your generation. It is very, very important for us to what? For us to identify our season to what? In life. We can also remember the woman at the well. When Jesus was talking to her, and then she said, oh, the Jews said we should what? We should worship in Jerusalem. And God told her, and Jesus told her, the season is coming. The hour is coming. And at some point, He told her again, the hour what? Has come. The hour is what? Is now. I didn't think that woman did not have that encounter with Jesus at that point in time. Her mindset would have been to what? To go to Jerusalem, which would have been a waste of time. Seasons had shifted at that point in time. It was no longer a matter of, oh, let's go to Jerusalem to go and what? To go and worship God. No, it is that those who will worship God, we worship in what? In spirit and in truth. So, if you don't identify your season, if you cannot identify your season and your time, it's very, very likely for you, it's not even likely, you will do the wrong thing at the what? At the right time. And I also want us to check the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 from verse 23. Verse 23, and then we'll check verse 32. It says, now, there were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war, and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. And verse 32. Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Now they started to gather the army for war. And one of the set of people that they invited, that they called, is what? The children of what? Of the men of Issachar. Somebody would tell me, what's their use? They said, the children mentioned that they what? They have the understanding of what? Of time and season. What's their use? We are going to fight war. You are inviting people that have the understanding of what? Of time and season. But then, it says, of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. You need to have the understanding of your season to know what you ought to do. In a war, if you are meant to defeat your enemy by an ambush, and then you go and attack them four fronts. At that point, you will lose that battle. So the men of Issachar were invited because they had the understanding of time. At a particular time, they can tell what the right thing is for what, for the people to do. And it's what? And it's important that you are able to understand your time and season. So for some people, God wants them to break from ignorance. You are just living your life the way you like. You sleep, you wake up, you eat, and you go back to bed, and you watch a movie. You wake up, you sleep, you eat, you go back to bed, and you watch a movie. Some people are living their lives that way. They're just following the trend. Oh, today it is go to church. Oh, tomorrow it is go to club. Oh, no, this is the time for me to play. They can't say this is where God is. This is the point where God is in their life. You need to break away from what? For ignorance. If you don't know your time, you can't what? You can't break forth. And the third thing about break forth is that break forth is bettered by discomfort. And we're going to be checking verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7. Which says, turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites. Our emphasis for that particular part is what? Is turn. Tell your neighbor, turn. Turn. Do you turn without changing position? No. When you turn, it means that what? You are definitely changing your position. And when I started earlier, I mentioned that when you break forth, it means that what? You are separated from something. So when you turn, you are not exactly at that same point. God told them, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. So turn. For somebody, God is saying, see, you have gotten comfortable at that particular point where you are. This is not a matter of, oh, I need to identify my capacity. You know what you have. You know what you can do. By that point, you have what? You have gotten comfortable. God is saying to you, turn, get uncomfortable. God is saying to you, turn, tell your neighbor, turn, turn. God told them, turn, get uncomfortable. Another version of the scripture says, decamp. When you decamp, definitely you are what? You are packing your belongings together. You can say, we are moving on a journey and then we are packing our stuff together. Oh, let's sleep first. Let's sleep. No. God told them, turn, decamp. Get on what? Get uncomfortable. When you turn, you definitely change your position. Happy now? Or do I turn like this? Turn. No. When you turn, you what? You change your position. Get uncomfortable. Comfort is a killer of dreams. You cannot be comfortable at that particular point that you are in, and then you are telling God that you want to break forth. There's no way it's going to happen. You can be comfortable sitting right here, and somebody will want to bring you up. But you follow the person. No, you say, oh no, this place is just what? It's just okay for me. So God is telling somebody, you need to what? You need to break away from comfort. You need to turn. What is Benju? You don't draw thing here. What is Joe Correpati? You need to what? You need to turn. You need to turn. When we check the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai was telling Esther, see, if you stay silent in that particular position, if you keep quiet, see, deliverance is going to come for the Jews, though, but for you and your family, you what? You will perish. And that is it for somebody. If you don't arise and get uncomfortable at that particular spot or at that particular stage where you are, you can break forth. This is not a matter of identify your capacity. You can know what you can do. You can know that if I do this, this thing will bring me something. But if you don't get uncomfortable, if it does not start as a discomfort in your heart, there is no way you are breaking forth. Imagine when David went to give his brothers food. And then he heard what the Philistines saying. He heard what Goliath was telling to the children of Israel. He told them, who is this that defies the what? The God of the army of what? Of Israel. The army of what? Of God. And then he started to ask around. Oh, sorry, please, who is this person? Oh, who is this person? What will you do when we kill this person? What will be given to this person? He started to move around. If he was not uncomfortable with that particular situation, he could have just dropped the food and said, oh, sorry, oh, my work is done here. My job is done. Let me what? Let me go back and go and take care of my father's sheep. But no, He was uncomfortable at that particular point, and that caused him to move. If you are not uncomfortable, see if Obama journey be over. Oh, let's check in you. Oh, let's move crony be by here. Imagine you are standing in a place and mosquito is biting you. Definitely you what? You shake your body. Oh, let me move from here. Maybe what? Maybe they will leave me alone. See, but Obama child, let's send this sport to Hawaiian. There is no way you can what? You can break forth. So God is telling somebody, you need to break away from your comfort. You are okay with your family situation and you think you people will be good financially. No! You need to be what? You need to be dissatisfied. God told them, turn. Tell somebody again, turn. Tell somebody again, turn. But see, one uncle, tell them again, turn. So yes, we need to what? We need to break away from our discomfort. And like the book of Hebrews that we checked earlier said, drop away what? Every weight that easily ensnares you. For somebody, your comfort zone is sin. You are very comfortable with masturbation. You are sitting down there. Bro, you can't break forth. For somebody, it is your present achievement. Oh, I am the president of my association. So yes, I have arrived. You can't move past that place. For somebody, it is what? It is sin. For somebody, it is an habit. Oh, you can spend 5 hours of your life watching movie. These days, I've been telling my roommates, ordinary to watch movie from 1 hour. We have to like schedule and reschedule and reschedule again. Because what? Because there is no time. For somebody, you wake up, watch Korean movie, you eat and you go back to bed. Bro, you can't break forth from that place. Even if you like be intelligent. Even if you want like be intelligent. Even if you like have all the resources in the world. If you don't get uncomfortable and leave that spot, there's no way you can what? You can break forth. Oftentimes when we hear the word break forth, what comes to our mind is what? Is to emerge. But you can't break forth if you don't break away from something. We all know the chick now, oh my dear. When a chick is giving birth to, it is usually what? A chick is usually starts as a what? As an egg. And at some point, after a period of incubation, you what? It develops inside. And at some point, the chick uses a part of his what? Of his body to break that shell. And after a period of time, he what? He uses the whole body to what? To crack the shell open and break forth. But somebody, what is stopping you from breaking forth is what? Is that you have been caged in that particular, you have stayed there so long. You have gotten so comfortable. And God is saying, you need to what? You need to break away from your comfort. You need to what? Break away from your comfort. And the fourth thing about break forth is a means for advancement. When you break forth, you don't break forth and still stay at that particular point. And we'll still be checking verse 7 of the scriptures, which says, turn and take your journey. Go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, and the river Afraid. God told them, turn and take your journey. After you've gotten so uncomfortable at that particular spot, you figured out, oh, something is wrong. I can be better than this. I can change level. There is much more than what I am sitting in. After discovering all of those things, it is not just meant for you to discover. It is meant for you to what? To take steps, to make decisions, to plan it, to move. You don't use your head to mentally to calculate mentally. You don't use your head to calculate and say, oh, I can be better. That's what some of us do. Oh, I can be better. Oh, my head don't shake, don't shake. I can do more than what she can do. And then you are just there, you are just saying it. You are not making any step. You are not moving. You are not doing anything. You are not planning. You are just saying it with your mouth. See, if you don't start to take steps, you can't break away from that point where you are. We cannot just be saying it with our mouths. We cannot just be attending conferences. We cannot just be attending seminars and webinars. We cannot just be doing everything. We cannot just be listening. Without what? Without taking steps. God is telling somebody, you need to break away from stagnancy. What is drug money be buying? See, advance. Advance, advance, advance. You don't just use your head to mentally calculate. You need to what? You need to take steps. Advance, God told them. And when God told them to advance, he told them, go to the mountains, go to the plains. God told them, see, explore. You are not just to be caged in a particular place for somebody. Oh, this one is for me. This one is for them. Who are they? Who them be? God is saying what? This one is, you're saying, oh, this one is for me. That one is for what? It's for them. Who are they? What do you mean? God is telling you to advance. You are saying, God, see, I'm okay at this particular point. I've taken a step further. But let's just stay there. Presidency is for them. They can be the governor. They can be the class rep. Oh, no, I'm just okay as a businesswoman. When God is calling you into politics. Oh, I'm just okay as a mother. When God is saying, they need you in the business world. When it's time for you to break forth, see, you don't stay at a particular point, oh. God told them, advance. You don't stay at a particular point. You what? You advance. Tell somebody, advance. See, that's that I have written in your jotter, in your journal. Start with it today. Oh, I need to get better at my public speaking skills. And you registered for a course. Today, start the course. See, if you can put it inside your journal now, that thing that you have been wanting to do, put it down. As soon as I get to my words, I start with it. You don't break forth with your mouth. It is the steps that you take after being uncomfortable that determines what? That determines if you break forth or not. Break forth is a time for advancement. So God is telling somebody, you need to break away from stagnancy. You need to move. And when you break forth, you don't retreat. I'm going to check the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. Okay. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, should I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for you shall what? You shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Beshur, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were weary, that they could not cross the brook Beshur. I'm coming. Then, verse 17, then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camel and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away and rescued his two wives. You've been able to hear from God. You've known your season. They've stolen your goods. You know that it was. You need to recover them all. And God has given you instruction. See, pursue. What do you? David inquired, should I pursue? Shall I overtake? God told him what? Pursue and you overtake. And immediately, David what? David pursued. David followed after them. See, all of those instructions that God has given you, it is not just meant to be kept in your journals. It is high time you start to take steps. It is high time you what? You start to work on them. Instructions are just not meant to serve as decoration in our notes. God is telling you, you should what? You should advance. You need to break away from stagnancy. You need to what? You need to advance. And the 15 is that break forth is sponsored by tithe. And we're going to check verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 8. Which says, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. But our emphasis for that particular point is what? You see, some of us, the problem that we have, what is stopping us from breaking forth, is that we can't see. We are what? We are blind. We are what? We are blind. God said, see. See what? These things, I have given them to you. See, I have set this land before you. Some of us cannot identify the opportunities that God has placed in front of us. We are just there. Some of us cannot what? We cannot identify the opportunities that God has placed in front of us. And if you cannot identify them, there's no way you can break forth. So God is saying, you need to break away from spiritual blindness. And what does it mean to see? You can have your physical eyes and not see. As my eyes are open like this, it is very possible that I'm not seeing. So what does it mean to see? A correct sight is the ability to what? To see from God's perspective, beyond the physical. So when we're talking about sight in spiritual realities, it doesn't mean, oh, open your eyes and see. It means what? The ability to see what? From God's perspective. We remember that servant of Elijah now that said, oh, see, the armies are what? Have surrounded us. And he told God, open the eyes of my servant. Let him what? Let him see. And he saw them like a shield of fire around them. Some of you need to open your eyes and see what? The opportunities that God has placed in front of you. If your eyes are closed spiritually, you can't see what God has given you. You can't even see the resources made available for you. So you can what? You can break forth. Tell somebody, open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see. Remember the part in the scriptures where when Moses told Caleb and Joshua and some men to go and spy the land. And some of them got there, they all got there. They all saw that what? Oh, this land is very good. It's flowing with what? With milk and honey. And some of the other things that they saw. Oh, these people are what? These people are giants. And when they got back, when they brought the report, they all saw the same thing, right? They saw that it was a land what? Flowing with what? With milk and honey. And they both saw that what? That the land was actually filled with giants. But when they got back and they would give their report to the Israelites, what did they say? They said, some of them said, oh, this land is good though. But the people that are there, they are what? They are giants. We can't conquer them. But when some people got back and they would give their reports, they said what? Yes, this land is flowing with milk and honey. And people therein are what? They are giants. But greater is he that is in us, that is what? Than he that is in the world. See, if you don't see past those mountains, those problems in front of you, you can't break forth. You have stayed long enough for that mountain. If you can't see clearly, God said, see, I have set the land before you. See, I have what? I have set the land before you. It's possible that some people are seeing is even river self. God said what? See, I have what? I have set the land before you. You need to what? You need to break away from short-sightedness, from spiritual blindness. Even the scripture says, Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the race. He endured the cross. You need to see what is ahead. You need to see what God has made in store for you. You need to see God's provision for your life to break forth. If the only thing you can see is the problem that you have around you, you can't. Somebody, God is saying, you need to break away from short-sightedness. Oh, Ribion Dibito Walo. See, there is something ahead that I have prepared for you. So see, tell somebody, see. See. And the last thing about breakfast is that breakfast is an invitation to possess the finished work of God. And we're going to check verse 8 again, which says, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants. When God told them, God did not just say, see, this land is very good. He said what? See, I have set the land before you. When God gives you an instruction, he is not waiting for you. He is not dependent on your effort to make that thing a success. When God gives you an instruction to what? To proceed with something, it means that he has already what? He has finished the work. God does not send you on an errand and then while you are on the errand, God will start to say, Shekowa Lobain, I'm Shekowa Lobain. No. God has already what? God has finished it. So when God calls for breakfast, it means that what? He has already finished it. He told them, go in and take possession. All of those mountain of influences that you think they are for somebody. No, God has called you. Go and occupy. God does not give his gift for us to play with them, for us to wander about with them. No. When God gives you an instruction, it means that he has finished the work and it's meant for it to what? To take possession. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess and tell somebody, possess the land. Possess the land. Possess the land. God has different agendas for us as sons and daughters that we are. There is a lot that God wants to do for us and through us. God is not just giving you the talent. First, just what? First, just impress the world. God wants you to dominate that world, that cycle. God is calling you, oh, be a president of this particular association. I'm saying, God, God wants you to what? God wants you to take possession. When God said it is time to break forth, know that there is something God wants you to possess. He said what? See, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession. Tell somebody, take possession. Take possession. And like I said when I started, you can't break forth if what? If you don't break away from something. And for taking possession, God is saying, from somebody, you need to break away from fear. Oh, you think they are alone on that journey. God told them, see, I have set the land before you. It's not just a matter of, oh, you people should go and what? Go and try it out. Motifueni. If there is something that God is telling you to do, there is that step that God has been prompting you to take. Take it now. God has what? God has finished it. God has finished it. It is time for you to what? It is time for you to take possession. And as we all know, God has promised us excellence and greatness. We are not small. Tell somebody, you are not small. Maybe that's even what's stopping somebody from breaking forth. Tell somebody again, you are not small. We are not small. Greater is he that is in us than what? Than he that is in the world. So it means that no matter what is coming your way, you are what? You are bigger. God has called us to break forth. But if we don't break away from some things, there is no way we can launch into that which God has prepared for us. There is no way we can what? We can launch into that which has prepared for us. Let's check the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12. Even as I close. Which says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and what? And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. What is Apostle Paul? Apostle Paul says what? I forget those things which are what? Which are behind. From somebody, what is stopping you from moving forward? Is that what? You are still holding on to the things from the past. You are still what? You are still holding on to that achievement. You are still holding on to the fact that your parents are rich. You are still holding on to the fact that you marry Odogwu Spending. God is saying that what? Forget all of those things and what? And press forward. You can't be carrying a baggage and expect your journey to be very easy. There's a way you move faster when you are walking alone than when you are carrying a luggage behind you. So God is saying what? God is saying break away. Tell somebody break away. Break away. And lastly, I want us to check the book of Genesis 29 verse 14. Genesis chapter 29. Sorry. looks like I got the wrong Bible verse. Can somebody check where Jacob, where Isaac was giving the blessings to his son? Genesis chapter 27 verse 14. By your sword you shall live, and you shall what? You shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, you shall break his yoke off your neck. I read again. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become reckless, you shall what? You shall break his yoke from his neck. Esau wanted the blessing, but his brother had what? He had gone ahead of it. I'm going to break forth now. But the father told him, see, it shall come to pass when you what? When you become restless, that's what? That you shall break his yoke from your neck. It means that if you don't get to a space of recklessness, a place of recklessness, you can't throw away that baggage that you're carrying around with you. If you don't get to a place of restlessness, you can't carry that baggage that you're what? That you're carrying around with you. And I want us to rise up on our feet this morning. We have been listening to someone, but see, some people are already comfortable where they are sitting. Rise up on your feet, show action, stand up. Some people are just stretching. It says what? When you become restless. And I want you to tell it to God. You know that thing that is holding you back, that you need to break away from. I want us to assume the position of restlessness in your heart and in your spirit. Tell God, see God, have mercy on me. I need to break away from this to break forth. Some people are not taking this seriously. You know what is stopping. You know what is holding you back. Tell God, God, have mercy on me. I need to what? I need to break away from this to break forth. I need to break away from this to break forth. For somebody it is sin. For somebody it is addiction. For somebody it is comfort. For somebody it is spiritual blindness. For somebody it is spiritual deafness. God, have mercy on me. I need to what? I need to break away from this to break forth. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I need to what? I need to break away to break forth. You need to free yourself of that thing that is holding you back. I need to what? I need to break away to break forth. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. If it is comfort, tell him. If it is your mindset that is holding you back, tell him. I need to what? I need to break away to what? To break forth. I need to break away to break forth. Tell God, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Help me to be free of this thing. See God, it is holding me back. I need to break forth. God, sleep is holding me back. I need to break forth. Food is holding me back. I need to break forth. Social media is holding me back. I need to break forth. Lord Jesus, I need to break away from this. I I need to break away from this. Sin is holding me. God, my mentality is throwing me back. I need to break away from stagnancy. Tell that area to God. Mention it to God. Where you need to break forth from. Tell Lord Jesus, you will show me mercy and you help me break forth. That you will show me mercy and you help me break forth. For somebody, you need to tell God, open my eyes to see. Open my ears to yes. See God, something is so sick. Something has tied me to this particular spot. Break it away. God, see, my hands are tied. Break the chains. You need to tell God. Nothing that is holding you back. God, break it away. Let me see. Open my eyes. Let me hear. Open my ears. Jesus, help me break away to break forth. Help me break away to break forth. Lord, I lay aside all of those things. I put them down. I put them down. Oluwa, ko je ki rin mi ko ya. Modifikale, ko je ki rin mi ko ya. Modifikale. I have dropped it. Lord Jesus, I lay it at your feet. See, it is holding me back. To declare it yourself. My eyes are opened. My ears can hear. My feet begin to walk. I begin to identify God's given opportunity. I begin to break away from that sin. I begin to break away from addiction. See God, I begin to break away from that unnecessary eating. I need to break away from unnecessary movie watching. Begin to declare it yourself. begin to break away from those things. I break away from the bad decision that I made. I break away from that decision. God, it is stopping me from moving forward. I break away from it. God, see, my family background is limiting me. I break away from it. I break away from it. It is sleep. I break away from it. It is sin. I break away from it. I break away from it. And I want us to declare breakthrough in every area of our life. I break forth academically. I break forth financially. I break forth maritally. I break forth in the business world. I break forth in politics. I break forth in leadership. I break forth in art. In every area that you want to break forth, begin to declare it. Lord Jesus, my CDPA breaks forth. I break forth, I break forth. God, in my finances, I break forth. God, in that job, I break forth. From that situation, I break forth. God, in that, I break forth. My family breaks forth. Begin to tell it to God. That area where you want to break forth, tell God, I break forth in that area. I break forth in that area. I break forth in that area. I arise and I shine. I shine as light. I shine as light. I arise in that area and I shine as light. I arise in my academic and I shine as light. I arise in my finances and I shine as light. I arise maritally and I shine as light. I arise in the business world and I shine as light. In my family, I arise and I shine as light. I arise and I shine as light. Arise, shine. For your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For somebody, God is taking you from that level where you are in. God is lifting you. God is lifting you. God is lifting you from that place, from that plane. God is taking you from that level. So declare, I arise and shine. I arise and shine. I arise and shine. I arise and I shine. Because the light of the Lord has come upon every soul, upon every member. There is light. 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 I arise and shine. Over that situation, I arise and shine. Over that thing, I arise and shine. I no longer operate on that level. I arise and shine. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father Lord, even as we have heard your word, we pray that even as we continue with our journey in life, your light is made evident in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, I decree and I declare that men begin to break away from that thing that is holding them back in the name of Jesus. Men begin to experience freedom and liberty in the name of Jesus. Just says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare freedom for every soul and spirit in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare you are free. And I, Father Lord, I pray that we break forth. We break forth. That breakthrough becomes a manifestation. We do not just hear it. We do not just learn about it. But it is made manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because men will see us and will see your glory in our lives. For in Jesus' name we have